Make no mistake, accept no substitute for light crust. The light crust doughboys are on the air. Now listen up, right around here, for if you want to know who we are, the light crust doughboys from Burrsville. Folks, may we come in? Jack Perry and the Light Crust Doughboys with a program of music and cheer brought to you by Burris Mills, Millers of Light Crust, the finest to fine flour. Yes, indeed. Should flour have flavor? You're mighty right it should, if your biscuits and other baked foods are going to taste like they should. Test them. You'll find finest flavor in protein-rich Light Crust. Let Light Crust open the door to finer flavored foods for you. And now the Light Crust Doughboys open the door to music. A selection called Lucky Day. That's a mighty swell opener for today's program. Now, let's keep up the good work. And what do we have next? Let's see. Junior, yes. Junior, assisted by the trio. Awfully nice boy, folks. He told me one time he was courting a girlfriend. It was real late, almost 10 o'clock. And the girl's father shouted from upstairs. He says, "You think you can stay here all night?" Junior says, "I don't know. I'd like to, but I'll have to call Mama and ask her." Oh, the kid's changed since then, folks. Junior, let's hear what you and the boys have worked up with San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with my memory. Beneath the stars all alone, it was there I fell beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as a blue up above, from a moonless path that only he did know. Still hears my broken song of love, moon in all your splendor, sad and torn, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. Broken songs, empty words, I know, still lives in my heart all alone. And that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
Well, boys, and that assistance was mighty good. Rose of San Antonio, Junior doing the solo. Men being men, they don't always know food brands as well as their wives do. So when you switch to Lycrust, ladies, the finest of fine flour, I doubt if hubby will exclaim, "Why, honey, darling, you started using Lycrust." No, we don't imagine anything like that'll happen. But I'll bet my bottom dollar he will say something like this: "Wife, I don't know how come, but these biscuits are something special." Yes, he'll recognize the effect of Lycrust on your baking skill. And that's all that really matters. So why not make him happy and keep him happy with biscuits every day baked with flavor-fine, protein-rich Lycrust? He'll like the result, and you will too. Make it clear to your grocer that you want Lycrust, the finest of fine flour. Not so long ago, the entire nation celebrated what we called Brotherhood Week. It was a wonderful experience, and in the town where I live, it was indeed inspiring to see a Jewish rabbi, a Protestant minister, and a Catholic priest united in the one wonderful cause of brotherhood. But why, ladies and gentlemen, should we have just a week set aside for brotherhood in this country? After all, we should set aside a part of every day toward brotherhood. Indeed, we are all brothers in America. In times of stress and danger, that is proved more and more. Men of all creeds and walks of life, men of all color, join together to defend our beloved land. Because it so happens that this land that all of us love belongs to all of us who love it. America is not for one clique of people. America is for all the people that live here and work here and help to make it the great country it is. All the people who sincerely love it and are willing to show their devotion in any way, even to the shedding of blood if need be, to defend her. And so brotherhood, a wonderful word, can be a wonderful working thing here in America if we make it a daily part of our lives. And if we continue to remind one another that no matter what the religion, no matter what the position in life, whether high or low, no matter what the color of our skin happens to be, after all, God was the one who decided that. No matter who we are, if we live in America, we are brothers. Let's act and live so that outsiders will say of us, "Better not jump on those Americans." They stick together like one big family. Yes, our slogan in America should be, "What we Americans want most is arms to embrace our children, not children to embrace our arms."
I noted, noted, indeed, I noted, sister. I noted, noted, these bones won't rise again.
Had a good Lord thought he'd make him a man.
These bones won't rise again.
So he took a little mud and a handful of sand.
These bones won't rise again. I noted, noted, indeed, I noted, sisters. I noted, noted, these bones won't rise again.
Put them in the garden, bright and fair.
These bones won't rise again.
Told them they could eat anything was there.
These bones won't rise again. I noted, noted, indeed, I noted, sister. I noted, noted, these bones won't rise again.
Of one tree they must not eat.
These bones won't rise again.
If they do, they meet defeat.
These bones won't rise again. I noted, noted, indeed, I noted, sister. I noted, noted, these bones.
bones gwine rise again.
Serpent coiled around the stump.
These bones gwine rise again.
At Miss Eve his eye he wunk.
These bones gwine rise again. I knowed it indeed. I knowed it, sisters. I knowed it. These bones gwine rise again. I knowed it indeed. I knowed it, sisters. I knowed it. These bones gwine rise again.
Boys, that was really one of the finest spirituals we've done in a long, long time. I hope our old friend Red Foley's listening in today.
Yes,
we showed Red how those things are sung, don't we? These bones going to rise again, a spiritual sung for us by the Light Crust Doughboys. Well, now let's see, who is that coming toward the microphone in the distance? Yes? I'll tell you who it is, folks. It's the King of the Fiddlers, Ezra, and his happy-go-lucky smile. Ed says if your neighbor keeps his radio going full blast until 2 in the morning, wait until 4 o'clock, then call him up and tell him how much you enjoyed it. He'll soon stop. Ed's a bit of film music. Thinks a bathing beauty is a girl well worth waiting for.
Yes.
Texo Ted Gouldy wants to say a few words about those fine Texo feeds.
Well, thank you, Splasher. Well, sir, you know, efficient use of spring pasture by dairy cows requires as much or more attention to feed rations than did the winter months if the dairy dollars are going to keep rolling your way. Now, in many sections of the country, heavy production of milk is putting extra stress on the importance of efficient production by each cow in the herd. Your neighborly Texo feed dealer can supply you Texo dairy feed in a variety of protein levels, ranging from 12 to 24% protein. Texo dairy feed also tones up your cows by giving them needed vitamins and minerals, often deficient in pasture and roughage. Texo dairy feed with activated alpha green and Vita Plus mineral supplement is the friend indeed of leading dairymen everywhere. Depend on Texo dairy feed to make more dairy dollars keep rolling your way, because Texo dairy feed does make for more efficient use of your pasture and roughage. Get Texo dairy feed where you see the Texo sign. More milk is in the bag with Texo.
Just about winds up the business of the day, but we hope you'll ask us in again when next we're out your way. And thank you very much, my friend, for tuning us in today. This is Jack Perry speaking for the Light Crust Doughboys, those biscuit baking buddies of the airwaves, and Texo Ted Gouldy, who has picked up many a chicken in his day to see if it is getting the right kind of Texo feed, that is. And leaving you now, here's a bit of a thought. A communist is a fellow who has given up all hopes of ever becoming a capitalist. Or anything else much. So it's time to say goodbye and...
Good luck!
Say, do you use Light Crust?
Never do brag, never do boast, say a song from coast to coast.